Kof Gimel Cheshvan, Monday the 21st of November, Rabbi Chaim Shmal, Monkey Business.
It's not a laughing matter. All my shiurim are very serious matters. Now, question number one. Where in Tanakh is the first monkey mentioned? Yes? Which? Correct. Menachem Aleph, chapter Yud, Pasuk Kaf Beis. It says that Shlomo HaMelech, obviously to entertain his guests, had a zoo, and he imported monkeys, elephants, and peacocks. Very good. Where is the first mention of monkeys in the Mishnah? The answer is, it's the last Mishnah in the first Perek of Yodayim. Yodayim. See, that's one of the disadvantages of the Daf HaYomi. You don't cover any Mishnah which doesn't have the Gemara on it. So, talking about Zeroim and Taharis, you're lost. Now, what does the Mishnah say about monkeys? The Tanakhama says you can train a monkey to do your Netilas Yodayim. In plain words, you stick out your hands, and the monkey gets the water, wherever you get water from, and pours it over your hands, and you say the bracha on Netilas Yodayim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, can't be done. The Bartanura passes like the Tana Kama, it can be done. And so does the Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch. He passes that you can train your monkey to do your Natilas Yodayim for you.
Why don't you do it yourself?
It goes much quicker. Can you imagine the people queuing up at a chasna to wash their hands? Everybody has to take the keli and fill it up and make sure their hands are dry. Right? You've got this monkey. And you're done. It was reduced the queues. Finished earlier. The remorse says no. The remote passings like Rabbi Yossi. So, obviously, the machlokes is that the Tanya Kama in that Mishnah agrees monkeys are all right for Netilas Yodayim. He thinks you don't need Koyach Gavra. Gavra means a man. You don't need the Koyach of a Gavra. You need Koyach of some sort or other, but not Koyach Gavra. And Rabbi Yossi, who passes, obviously thinks that for Netilas Yodayim you need Koyach Gavra. And those who follow the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, have to be Machmir. I don't know whether the Sfardim are made like the Mechaber or not, but that is it. Now, that's Netilas Yodayim. What about Tvilon? Now, you know, the boy said, I don't like getting my hands cold. And if my wife's bought some new dishes, I have to toil them this time of the year, it's not very pleasant. So you know what I've done? I've trained my monkey. Oh, he obeys instructions, whether hot or cold. So I get him to dip each keli separately into the liquid water 3 times, take it out. I say the brocha. I'll tell you that's Kalim, and then the monkey dips them in and out.
The monkey wash his hands in the morning?
that's not necessary. No. Yes, so I've trained my monkey to do Tvilas Kalim for me. Now, am I right or am I wrong? You say I'm wrong. Why? Because I've just told you that B'nai Ashkenaz have to follow the Ramah, and the Ramah says for Netilas Yodayim, a monkey is no good. But the fact. Pardon? See, you're right. Wait a minute, one at a time. One at a time, please. But, Shlomo, come back on this under bar mitzvah when I've gathered my thoughts. Now, it's like this. However strange it might seem, tevilah is more kuladik than netilah. What happens if a person who is tomei and he accidentally is crossing the bridge and the bridge gives way and he falls into the river and he's immersed? He comes out toher. Kavona, no kavona whatsoever is needed. None whatsoever. All you need is to have your body covered in water. You don't need kavona, you don't need kayach gavre, nothing. So therefore, I'm right. I can train my monk to do tevilas kelim, because all you need, if the kelim fall, I suppose one day they'll have a conveyor belt in the factory which makes the cutlery, it'll go into the mikveh. Did you know that's how your meat is salted these days? There's in the abattoir, after the shechita, the chicken's been opened, they're salted, and they're put on a conveyor belt. And this conveyor belt, it takes 1 hour, no, half an hour, from the beginning to the end. It goes up and up and up and up, and then after half an hour, plop, it falls down into the water for this final rinse. So I suppose you could, anyway, let's keep to the point. So for tvila haguf, or tvila's kelim, you, pardon? Presumably, in the case of tvila's kelim, the owner will make the brocha, and because it doesn't say he's got to do the tvila, this is tvila's kelim. If you supervise your monkey to immerse the kelim in the mikveh, kedas v'chadon, you're all right. Pardon?
That's that kind of shopkeeper total the keli for you, so we need to have an element of balance on the keli before you total it. The man has to be
balanced. All right, I don't know about this at the moment, but pardon? No, a monkey cannot be a shliya. That's definitely not. But as long as the kelim are immersed in the mikveh, that's all you need.
Can a child do it?
All right. Now, can you send your under bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah son or daughter to the mikveh and toil kelim? The answer is, it depends. Kalim, whose tefila is only midrabbonon, like glass. Glass tefila of glass kalim is only midrabbonon. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says that it's all right. If you've got a child who knows what he's doing, and most of our under about 12-year-old boys and 11-year-old girls know what they're doing, so you can say, now go to the table maker and toy with these glass dishes. But if it's metal, where according to many poskim, the tefillah is d'oraisa, no, you can't do that because there's no nemonos. That's why I've been stressing with my monkey, I have to be there to see it's done. I can't trust him to do it. But if it's in, it's in. We might have to give it out of how the kelim got in the water. Let it fall in. So what? Now is a question. What is the connection between my first question and the second question, besides the monkey business? What's the connection? Any ideas, Rabbi Yisai? Next question. Otazai, very good. Shlomo HaMelech imported monkeys, and he was the one who was sacking the Tilas Yadayim. Yeah. No. A monkey can't do shvita. Even a nochri can't do shvita. It must be a person who abides by the laws of kashrus. So even if you are oymed al gabov and you see this nochri, you've got a kosher chalif and he does a proper shvita, it's nevela. A cotton is all right. A cotton, of course, again, you can't trust him by himself. But if you give your chalif which is bodok, to the cotton, and you see he does a proper shrit, it's kosher.
You would have to tell us if there's a machine that does it in a sedan, fills up the cost, pours it on your hands, and you go away. Would that be okay?
Now you see, that's the machlokas. If you say like the mechaber, a monkey is okay, then a machine would be all right.
Yes.
Whereas if you say like the Ramo, you have a monkey, you need koyach gabra, the human being, he would be all right, but he's a human being.
I'm trying to see the subtle difference between a machine doing it and you doing it.
The difference is like shchita. Shchita needs koyach gabra, and if you have a machine, I'll tell you a bit of Jewish history, Rabbi Yisai. I was a Shoichet many, many years ago. I had to pass a test, obviously. And so I went to the Beis Din, and in those days was Dain Grossness, he was the Rosh Beis Din, and his job was to verher the candidates. The Rosh HaShoftim used to see to the practical side of things. He gave Eidus that I could share, he could also verher me. But Dain Grossness, the Rosh Bezin had to fahem me. So he asked me a shayla like this. You've got a chalef and you've got a chicken. And the chicken has to be held tight. But if it breaks loose and goes to and fro with its head over the chalef, and it's a proper shchita, what's the din? So I said, es felt koyach gabra. Oh, yes, that's right. For shchita, you have to have koyach gabra of a yid. A cotton is all right, but not a nochi. A machine is no better than a nochi. Now, there's another example that you don't need any kavana for trila. The Mishnah says that if you are walking, standing at the seaside, and a huge wave detaches itself from the sea, and it lands over you and drenches you from head to foot, if that wave had a volume of 40 saw, you are tohar. You don't need any kavana whatsoever. You're wearing loose clothing. I'm pretty sure that most of us, the way we dress today, there's nothing really tight. And you examine yourself. If you find some dry spots, then you take it haven't been tightened. But you're not likely to. Now, we're talking about Tzvilas Kelim. What about electrical goods? Do not immerse in water. Always keep dry. How do you toivel them? You know what the answer is? You put them in a mikveh. I have toiveled countless electric kettles and countless pop-up toasters. The secret is that after you take it out of the mikveh, you put it in your drying cupboard for 2 and 3 days. The only thing I've ever lost is one fuse. Once a fuse bursts. But otherwise, my pop-up toasters, they work like anybody else's. I've heard svara that since you have to plug it in, it doesn't need tefillah. It's mechubala. But this is shvach emaisis.
What did you say you lost?
One plug. A fuse. Once I didn't write enough. A fuse showing 5p. Listen, the brocha is worth 10 zehuvim, the Gemara says, doesn't it? So, I gained 10 zehuvim and lost 5p. I'm in the money, Rabbi Yisai.
Today I lost the kingdom of plastic, though.
Plastic kelim, as far as I'm concerned, do not require tefillah. If you're frum, go ahead. Don't make a brocha. But my electric kettle now is made basically of plastic, but the ik is the heating element. Not much use if it hasn't got the heating element. And that is metal. So most possibly will tell you that it needs tefillah. There might be some odd Tosik who says not so, but certainly Al Pi Rov you definitely need. Right, now, next question. Where are monkeys mentioned in the Gemara? Yes? Any offers? The Daf Yom Yechevi should know, because it comes twice in the Masechta Menachos. Maaseh Kuf Be'Alma. Maaseh Kuf Be'Alma means an action without any thoughts, like monkeys do things. They don't think about it, they just do it. So, but no, I'm not referring. I'm referring to the Gemara in Brachos, Nun Ches Omet Beis, where the Gemara says, if you see a monkey, or an elephant, or a, what's the third thing?
Peacock.
No, not peacock. No, no. A bat. A bat, or an owl. I'm not sure what the third one is. It's either a bat or an owl. You make the Brachos Mishana Habriyos, because they are very Mishunadik. Now, a monkey, as you know, is very Mishunadik, but it's very like human being. It's got hands and feet, and it looks more human than other animals. An elephant, you know, has a long memory. Mm-hmm. Other animals, they forget very quickly. But elephants, they remember forever. The third one, the bat, it's got cheeks like a human being. Now, the strange thing is, and I haven't gone into this for obvious reasons, but the Gemara mentions three things where you make the Brach Mishana Habriyos, but the Shulchan Aruch only mentions two, the elephant and the monkey. It leaves out the third one. It might be because of it's a Sophic, we don't know what it is, so it's a Sophic Brach, whatever it is. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you go to the zoo, you make the bracha Mishana Habriyos if you see either elephant or monkey. Shaila is, pardon? It's got a long memory, and it's got a trunk. Maybe the trunk is the Mishana Habriyos. No. Yes, I assume that people will say, wait a minute, I think a kangaroo is Mishunadik. It is, it hops along like this and it carries its young in its pouch, not like the monkey. The monkey has to carry its young on its back. But the kangaroo is better equipped. It's got mammary glands inside the pouch and little Joey, as it's called, he sucks his mother's milk and hopping along. I think a giraffe, 18 feet tall. But no, I have no choice. What Chazal say, you make Mishana Habriyos, you make it, and if they say it not, is not. So we are down to monkeys and elephants. Now the question is, how often do you say this bracha? Now, one would assume that every 30 days. Just like if you go to the seaside, you make the bracha Osa Masa Voracious, and you don't make it again, and if you've been there a second time, or let's just say, unfortunately, one goes to a Levaya. So when you get to the, they say, well, you make the bracha Ashayotza Eschem Adin. And if it's another Levaya within 30 days, you don't. If it's after 30 days, you do. So one would assume that the same applies to the bracha Mishana Habriyos. Strangely enough, the Mechaber says no. You only make it once in a lifetime. Yeah, that's the Mechaber. But the Ramah says no, you say it every 30 days. So if you go to the zoo once, and then you go more than 30 days later, you make the bracha again. But now we have a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a shorah. He says, say it without Shem or Malchus. So, okay.
Once in life with a bracha, and then
the first time with a bracha, and after that, believe Shem u'Malchus. Now, the problem is, if you go to the zoo, let's say for the first time in your life, if you go, according to the Mechaber, the first time in your life you go to the zoo, and the first thing you see is the elephants walking around, and you know that round the corner, you've got a plan, is the monkey house. So, can you make the bracha on the elephants and have Kavanah to patter the monkeys? Pardon? Well, you know that you're going to see the monkeys, or vice versa. If you see the monkey house first, you know there are elephants. I thought...
Rabbi,
yes?
The sign says you mustn't pass the monkey.
You mustn't what?
Mustn't pass the monkey.
What was I saying?
Whether or not you pass the monkey.
Now, I personally assume the answer is yes. That when you first see the elephant, you make the bracha and have kavana for the monkeys or vice versa. But the Piskei Teshuvos, a relatively new sefer, he's not at all sure about that. Because of the hefsek. Now you see, with Shechita, Shochet is on duty for 3 hours. And if the butcher brings in chickens to shecht, so you shecht them. And if he doesn't bring you any chickens, what do you do? You're looking at Chumash, etc. And then half an hour later, you've got another box of chickens to shecht. You don't make another bracha. The bracha I made, Al Hashchita, covers from the moment I shecht my first chicken until I go put my coat on and go home. And why can't the same apply to the Bilchus Hariyah of Mishan HaBrias? But he says no. So all right. Of course. But if it's the same day, and I'm in the zoo, and I'm following the path, or following the plan, and I know that within 5 minutes I'm going to see the other sort, then that's my personal idea. Well, the Piskei Teshuvos is a lot cleverer than me. He says no. But he admits there is a... I have supporters. So,
you might not see the monkey. You'll see the elephant, but you might not see the monkey.
Well, it's my... It is my... Pardon? You've lost it. No, you've lost it. Yeah, so you've lost it. According to Muhammad, you've lost it. If you didn't have kavona, then you definitely say another bracha. But as I said, if I go to the zoo, I want my money's worth, you understand? I want to see that monkey with the elephants.
Yeah, somebody's suggesting that maybe all the monkeys have gone to a chasna to watch the first day.
I think you got a few ears.
Right, now, boys, I don't want you laughing. This is serious business. This is halacha. What's the answer to the problem? If you do what I say, you have kavana, then you don't make a bracha. But maybe the halacha, like the Piskei Teshuvos, that since the hefsek, you have to make another bracha. So he's got his ideas. Listen to this. The Piskei Teshuvos says that you make the bracha on the first one you see, and have a kavana negdis not to patter the next one. So if I come first to the elephant house, I say a brach mishana bris with a kavana not to patter the monkeys. If that is the case, and when I come to the monkey house, I can make a bracha. That is his psak. Now, where does he get this from? What is his makom? The answer is this. We have a problem. When you pick up your arba minim, you've already been mekayim the mitzvah of ulkachtem lochem, ninuim amid the rabbonim. But we have a halacha, you have to make the bracha over lasiyosan before you do the mitzvah. So how do you solve this problem? So the world at large says, you pick up your estrog upside down, and you're not yotze because it has to be derech gidulon, and after the bracha is the first day, you turn it round and then you do it in a week. But the Bala Tosfos in Sukkot say, when you pick, before you pick it up, you have a kavona negdis, you have a negative or positively negative kavona, I do not want to be mekayim the mitzvah until after I've said the bracha. Now, if that's the way you do it, you're perfectly fine. Because since you had in mind, I don't want the kiyum ha-mitzvah, as the Tosfos says, bal kocha lo nofik, you can't be yoitza if you don't want to. Rava says, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona. So you've been yoitza without the kavona. But the kavona negus, I don't want to be yoitza, even Rava would admit you're not yoitza. So mamela kum tois, so that is the Balitoisva solution. You pick it up with a kavona negative. It's a positive, negative kavona. I don't want to be yotz until after I've made the bracha. So you've solved your problem. And the Vilna Gaon says that this is better than the upside down problem, because you might drop it and break off the pitim, and then yes. Now, this kavona negative comes in a number of places in Shulchan Aruch. One of them. Let us say, I get up on Shabbos morning, and we start davening at 9 o'clock, and Sofzman Kriya Shema is around about 9:45. I don't know how today's chazan will be. Will he go fast? Will he go slow? I'm not sure to get. So since I'm not sure of getting time, I have to say Kriya Shema at home, because maybe we won't get there in time. But I'll make it out tonight. That if we get there, I do not want to be yotze with this kriya, because I'd much rather be yotze the kriya shema with the brachas than at home without the brachas. So there's another example of this kavana negdis in sfira sa'oimon. If, for example, you're in a shul, and this shul governs ma'ariv and counts the oimer before ses ha'kechovim. But you are a chassid, and you don't want to. But on the other hand, even chassidim have short memories, not like the elephant. So you might forget. So what's the answer? You, without a bracha, you count with a tibber. I'll deny that you're not going to remember. But if you do remember, then you're going to make the bracha with a sfira after Tzesa Kachovim. But hold on a minute. If I ask you, what's it tonight? And you say, it's 18. What's it? You've said it. Ah, but here you have a Kavona Negdis. I'm now counting with a Tzila, and I'll deny that if I remember after, I do not want to be Yotze. If you have a Kavona, I don't want to be Yotze, then you can't not Yotze.
Somebody asks you what's the night, you can say to him, I'm having
common neighbors. That's it. Yes, you can do that. Yeah.